Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Yeah, wow, wow, what a beautiful song there by Bantu Church, Bantu Seventh Day. Okay, Bantu Seventh Day. Barikinali Mwemedi Mwaya Uhalalilang. When I'm already puppet your daily companion, welcome to the second and final hour of the program Thursday Life. We're with me, God Fiji, and remember, we are together until 8 o'clock, and I hope that all is well with you. And I'm about to welcome somebody from the Global Business Roundtable. Yeah, more little thing la gompieno. And that will be me, Mamo Raholulo. And we'll be talking about identity crisis. Okay? What we will be talking about. But before I do that, let me remind you. Kepo fe nomor ta khanda de shamadle 067-226-5934. So we are talking to me Mamoru Khululu, and she's with us on the line. Me Khululu, good evening. It was only last week when I was speaking to somebody. And are has a holo like a gololo.
Oh,
I'm telling
like you. Hololo,
okay, but this one, I think his name is Ephraim. He said he's a gololo.
Identity crisis.
Okay. Nora, whatever, welcome on Radio Pulpit. Identity crisis. Is what do you have for us as far as this topic is concerned?
I just want to greet everyone in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I also want to thank you for inviting me tonight. So, identity crisis, that I go through, I've been involved in counseling. And after speeches up premier abulela ka crime e leng hore e mo e re tshwere tshwere thata. Now ha ke kopantsha all these things ke shebella our young people, not only young people le ba baholo, ke thola re nako ngwe people are a bit confused, you know, for how to counsel motho a sa tsebo re o ya kae. That's when the thing came to my mind. I said, you know what, many of people, they don't know who they are. So they end up banally that identity crisis because of mabak among other. I'm sure. So that's how, you know, a week ago, I was talking to this young boy who lost his parents when he was 4. And then he was adopted by his aunt and he stayed with the family. And then he's only manifesting all these things now, only over 25 years. So as I was talking to him, I realized when I was interviewing him, all these things really, when somebody does not understand where he or she is coming from, especially like the mother, mother was married and divorced. And then he came out of a relationship after divorce by another papa hai or asamutsevini. And so where he is, he's just confused. Even issued a Buddhist surname because he took his aunt's surname. And his brothers, they whenever Baba Fanaka another surname, you know, all these kind of things. So as I was talking to him, then I said, you know, that is small things. Identify or lead some people to become what they don't want to become, you see.
Who's at fault here? The auntie may be out of love about Manogua Mwadob, that therefore Kitlumofasi in Miyaka, or was the aunt supposed to at least get the permission from the guy? And again, what causes this? Is it because he knows his siblings, but they're using different surnames?
Look, he didn't know what was his problem, because I don't want to reveal more details, but he ended up dropping out from everything that he's doing, work, school, whatever. So ultimately, okay, I Googled, then he found me, and then he came and talked to me. So as I'm doing this interview, and I said, no, your problem is this one. Now, in terms of the sinning, it comes from far. You know, this thing, your parents never unstable. And then have a unstable, but end up by using the same name as well. So, because the same name again, you're the husband, you're the aunt. You know, automatically, spiritually, everything is just out. So, the same name, you're the husband or the aunt. Now, I think now this poor boy has been bottling up about not understanding what exactly was going on around me. And then until about those signs and symptoms, but I guess about like the anxiety, the depression, No, I'm not a psychologist, but as I was talking to him, that was my observations, subject to correction. That's when I realized, sorry, whenever to only identity crisis, this thing, we really need to talk about it. Because what happened, I tell about a whole woman. I discover for mang, like that go through. All of a sudden, I mokana, I thola chelete, and then I start to realize I but what is a malibona? I class yaga. You know those kind of things. They are chaka. So we really need to start understanding who we are.
It looks like that is kind of one of the things that can really trouble you, even when you don't take them seriously, in a sense that sometimes they don't take them we are new creatures, therefore these things don't matter with us and all to us and all that. But then like you said, because deep inside you know very well, Khori, you are not complete, there is something missing. It continues to trouble you because you have to deal with it head on, right?
Yes. I mean, like, there are people by the way, like Ocho Hore. Ganega pretend, Kilovana Gaima Mopu Pitching, Garo, holy, hallelujah. Markamo Harikamo, Kibiki Pusahora Mari, is this the place where I want to find myself, you know? So, this is a serious stuff for me. Tell you already, Kakakanya Batu. Go on. So, like Ucho Hore, Ronarili Baruti, then you stand there, you are now a new creature in Christ, which is fine, yes. But before, Akire Lehale, it's a process for somebody to change. But we need to, Hamoto Afetsa Ho Poloswa, if we are spiritually, Hamoto Afetsa Ho Poloswa, really, Riskera Motampa Felarari O Poloswa, you are a new creature in Christ, to join the body of Christ. When somebody, especially youngsters, come on the pressure, the friends, you know, and the behali haliko kerking, kimutako kerking, haliko strating over kofita in, you know, those are kind of things, you know, we really need to look into them. So, ile yang amburvai, hanyani this topic, karma. Hey, nakungu babang bamu di traxing, babang ba na juana, you know, behind closed doors, babang. By involved in sexual immorality, you know, because they don't understand themselves. Or we, Skikare Day, we.
That is true what you are saying, true that. And I think that's why Renali deliverance sessions, sometimes you deliver a madimuana outside, but this kind of knowledge, once people know what is important to you to know who you are, where you come from, even in the flesh is important. I think then, but otlogela go suppressa some of these things, they can cause them troubles as they grow older and go on in life.
So, because what I discovered through this identity crisis, not only youngsters, you know, imagine somebody who has been married for 20, 25 years, 30 years, and then a divorce. I mean, like, take for example myself, after I became a widow, right? will be in a meeting, and then from there they'll start saying, all married people stand up. So I used to question, where do I feature? So I'll stand up and then discover, oh, by the way, I'm no longer married. So who am I? Am I married or am I single? Or am I, you understand, because now I'm a widow. So it used to be a problem for me, and I'll cry and say, Lord, please tell me who am I here? Because it was automatic, but kilibetse gore now ke transitile from the spaces in kilimosona sa married now hona no ke widow, you know. I'm just saying. So I think some of people also they experience that, or you used to be married, now you're divorced, and you ask yourself, and am I complete, incomplete, where do I feature now? My friends used to be, I used to have friends that were married, and now I am a widow, or I'm a single now because I divorced. Do they still move with these friends, or must I change and join this single ones? And when I get to the single ones, do I fit in that space? You understand? So yeah,
all right. Yeah, no, maybe before we part ways, you'll tell us how we can deal with these issues. So maybe I just feel in my spirit, what if I can share my experience a little bit. When it comes to this identity, I come from the background whereby, I mean, my parents were not married. So by then it was a taboo to be born out of wedlock during my time, to extend that you didn't call your father a father. You were called, Hore, you don't have a father. Even though your father was, it was so painful, and end up by isapa identity, how low self esteem, how you feel a horror when you are a less person than others. So, I had a father, but I didn't even address my father as a father, you know, because I was told, no, this is not your father. I remember there was a time at school, I saw my father, because my father na deban nale my mother go Joburg, so they came to the village. And then I saw him at the shop, and I told my friends, I was excited. Hey, I went to Papa Molabari. Yeah. They laughed at me and they said, how na raho? And yo. The pain. And summarize everything. Years went by. I had the desire to see and meet my dad. And then I got saved. I remember I prayed to God, Father, help me. My dad, I mean, it was so strong, and he gave me the peace to say, I'm your father. But that thing didn't die. Really, you need your father. I talked to a few people, and some were saying, ah, man, let it go, and all that. So I had some form of declashes in my mind, but I felt what I was not complete, honestly speaking. So I was like, okay, fine. I know my mother. I know my background there, my mother, where I come from my mother's side and all that. But from my father, I felt like I was not complete. For many years, I tried to pray it away. It did not go. Mm-hmm. Until one day, I gathered some courage, because I know where my father's home was. So I gathered courage to say, ah, because nake sabotse na mo le ke shepiwa ke letswalo ke re a dzile lengwe vela. I decided to let me just go. I got some tsena mo ke le mokolweng ga jike motho go hatsela ga jike ha ke tsena mo le. I met my cousins. I introduced myself. Hey, ngwana ha mama, I'm fine. Yeah, ramwana ho dem mo tla tlana. So I met him that day. My dad passed on. I found out that he passed on many years ago. And yeah, so I go to the space, but you'll come back next week. And immediately, honestly speaking, when Rangwane atar, man, can I lead pictures up, Papa? Okay, look at them. It was dark. So I come back in the morning so that go for grey. So, but then I find that closure. I saw the pictures. I know him, but I saw his pictures now. I found that closure in my. The following day when I get when he looked at me, he said, I was on a love with you. So I asked him a few questions about my background, the papa, his parents, I cut everything short. Is that after that, I feel like I'm complete. I know myself. From I cannot that battle, I know myself. I feel like I'm complete because now I know my father's family. I know my background. Yeah. So kitlo tigerangere, if we don't deal with them, ready face head on. Sometimes you just need to know the names. You just need to know where you come from, and that's it.
Because seriously, because Baba, you know, when I was looking at this boy, she was shaking. You know, she was lost in the process. So when I started asking, do you know your mom? No, my mom died when I was 4 years old. Your dad? No, my dad I hate. Oh, this is a... Then he started shaking, but then he could not see himself. So I realized, okay, I think the deeper part is there. Because you can imagine when he was 4 years old, he had to move from his home, Ailo joined this other family. And then he was lost in the process, but he had to grow up being somebody who he was not. Now he grows up, still there are no answers. I mean, like, he's now 25 years old.
And how is it never mature young worker? Or maybe they were abusing, maybe.
Yeah, he had to compromise to be in there. And now even the aunt passed on, the husband, the aunt, his brother died. You see, and sometimes we blame other people if they behave the way they're behaving. You know, that's why we're not condoning people to behave somehow, but sometimes maybe we need to understand and go deeper, especially when we deal with the issues of crime, because that is another thing. Like day before yesterday, I was looking at this clip, yeah, certain policemen go Northern Cape, drunk, you know, it hurt me when I was looking at this guy. I said, you know, sometimes these people, you just look at them and say, yeah, look at this policeman. Have you ever just get into the inside of this guy and say, why do you behave like this? Can somebody behave like that, knowing that also compromise a career high? You know, there's a lot that we need to really deal with, but at least one person at the time might change.
So before the judge, reboots or what could be the cause of all this?
Like these kids probably say mampara di watoto ati, but it's equally packing, but ba no ba tu ba among a gloria wana mang hasala zamali wana mang kihona a behave in this way. We don't know what is it about Chagan City, you know. But there's a lot of work. You need a runa go di kere gang, you need a di putel, you need a batu. And obviously we can't save the world, but it is two people today.
Yeah. No, unto setsa mahutsa. Because I know exactly what you are talking about. I know exactly. Like, when I know the other thing, it's our daily stage, not stealing your shine and all that. When I grew up, my mother's parents, my grandparents were all gone. Where did I didn't know. I don't know them. I've never seen them. And by then there was 90 picture and all that. One of my uncles and my aunties. So, can I put it to what if, I mean, Hannibaliting who gave a Honte Yang, what was this? So, Lona, I disturb in a way, Horban. You don't become a normal person. I remember telling one of my colleagues the other day, I'm not normal. Because I'm going to lead the questions. It's a horror. At least now I am, but it's not something that you can get over easily. Hore, what if Hannibaliting who gave a Honte Yang? Only all these things, see, and yeah. A lot of things. Just imagine your own parents, they are not there. So when we put up with Zahore, is what if my mother, I wish my mother was here. I wish my father was here. And we don't know how those things they affect about Tokatsela India. But I'm glad for at least some people now might know what is the cause of their all problems. Why by feel like the way they're feeling? Maybe Kanya identity crisis. And then I'm sure next week when you come back, you'll tell us more about how to deal with that.
Okay.
Rukoba number tsa go tsa mogala.
Ke 064 584
Pastor Hololo, thank you very much, man.
Okay.
Okay, looking forward to seeing you again next week. That's her numbers there, 064-584-2533. I do apologize, really, honestly, because it's an affect, because hey, it was like she was talking about me and to me at the same time. So I understand these things. The end up by the affect inferiority complex, but yeah, once you know what you are dealing with. And sometimes, yes, we believe in prayer, but sometimes prayer alone won't help. You have to go and find these things so that you can be able to get closer, more pilumba. And I'm saying this to Bomme Belonghore, you don't want your children to know the whereabouts of their dads, because your dad, oh, this, oh, now, but finish the pain. So you don't tell them what papa when I give a man and all that. Yeah, but destroy. Don't be selfish, please. And to how kiwa na le monna le yo ex, but those kwa involve bana ba gago. They need those fathers more mapelong a bona. So don't be selfish. Understand that when go tsona le papa ga kere. So bana ba batla go itse bon tata bona. So don't deny them that opportunity, please. Don't make their lives miserable, more miserable than it already is.
Do you know that for the mere price of coffee for two, you can make a real difference in the world by partnering with Radio Pulpit through a monthly debit order? By taking hands with us through a debit order from as little as 40 Rand per month, you enable us to stay on air and reach thousands with the gospel. To follow our quick and easy debit order sign-up process, simply WhatsApp the word DONATE to 082-657-2729. Your support empowers us to continue to strengthen others.